Hey everyone, I'm Gabrielle Santiago and welcome to Living Revelations Podcast. We're here to help you find God real in everyday life. We will be talking about how to hear from God, how to have a relationship with Him, and what it looks like to walk into your God-given purpose as you do life with God. I want to invite you to take life a step at a time closer to Christ with us. This is Finding God Real in Everyday Life. Hey guys, this is Gabby. Thanks for tuning in. So today, I wanted to talk with you all about guarding your heart. So God has been emphasizing this to me really for the past 2 weeks about the importance for me personally to guard my heart. And the Lord was telling me that if, you know, I want to continue to burn, you know, for the Lord, I need to steward that by guarding my heart. You know, because we read in Leviticus that God wants the fire on the altar to keep burning. That was a priest's job. That was a Levite's job, to keep the altar burning. And so our duty now, right, as believers in Jesus, is to keep our hearts burning for Him. And it's going to require us to guard our hearts. And something too that God has been speaking to me as well for this coming year, for 2022, is that this will be a year of double blessings. And I believe that this is the year where God wants us to see an increase in our lives, whether it's financially, spiritually, an increase of joy, whatever that looks like. But it's going to require us to do our part, right? Like, God is ready to do His part, but we have to do our part and walking with wisdom, guarding our heart, because we have to understand that every single day, the enemy is warring against us, right? Scripture says the enemy is like a roaring lion seeking whom he should devour. And so we have to guard our heart. You know, we have to check ourselves, like, how am I doing? You know, it's not just about the actions that we do. Many times I feel like we just think about the actions, like, I'm serving at church, or, you know, I'm doing good deeds, I'm giving to the poor. But like, what's your heart motive? Like, what are the thoughts that you're thinking, right? Because your inner self is really where you get to examine, am I actually walking with a pure heart? Am I burning for the Lord? So take some time, you know, every single day, you know, maybe in the night after the day has gone by, inviting the Holy Spirit in to say, Holy Spirit, I ask that you show me whatever you want to show me, God. How was my heart today? Did I love you well? Is there anything in me that needs to be cleansed? You know, the last verse in Psalm 139, it talks about, Lord, show me any offensive way in my heart and lead me to the way of everlasting. Show me my anxious thoughts, right? Like, the Holy Spirit is revealer. He will reveal those very things. But going back again to, you know, I felt the Lord wanted me to talk about today in regards to guarding your heart. You know, first of all, when we talk about guarding your heart, when I ask you to guard something, it means you need to be vigilant, right? Like, for example, let me use an example of, you know, you guarding my baby. Right? If I give you my baby and say, hey, please guard her, you're going to watch out. You're going to make sure that the perimeter of the house is clean. You're going to make sure that there's nothing that she can be eating, choking, no one attacking her, right? So when we're talking about guarding our heart, we need to be vigilant. And when we're talking about guarding our heart as well, we have to also know what is not good for us. And so the next question we have to ask ourselves is, well, how do I know what's not good for me? And that's why the Word of God is so important. You know, so number one, in regards to guarding your heart, you need to be in the Word of God. You need to be putting the Word before your eyes. You know, I had a podcast where I talked about why vision is important, about putting God's Word before us. But, you know, as we're continuing on this conversation about guarding our heart, it goes back again. And that's why God emphasized so many times in the Old Testament to His people to keep His Word before them, right? To bind them around their necks. Like, God knew it was so important for them to remember the power of the Word of God, to remember how important it is to obey His commands. You know, I've been reading in 1st and 2nd Kings, and God continuously tells them, right, keep my commands. Yet they didn't. They went and worshiped idols. They turned away. And understand that it is so easy for the world to get into us. And that's why we need to guard ourselves. You know, but going back again to just knowing the Word, we have to know what God's Word is so that we have wisdom, right? Proverbs 9 talks about how the beginning of wisdom is fear of the Lord, right? Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So if we want to have wisdom, we have to have fear of God, and we have to know who God is, and that comes by spending time in His Word, right? Inviting the Holy Spirit in to bring the Word to life, that it would live inside your heart. So we're going to be in Proverbs 4 today. But I want to highlight verse 13. It says, hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Right? Instruction is God's Word. Right? Let us hold on to His instruction to not let it go. you know, if you're going through life and you experience a temptation, don't throw away God's word. Don't dismiss it. The Holy Spirit will remind you, and that's your opportunity to take hold of it and to abide, to obey and walk by the Spirit. Right? Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. You know, God gave me this analogy of like a map. Like, let's say you're like stranded in an island, and this map is the only way for you to know how to get out of this island. You are going to hold on to that map, you know, for your own life, right? You're going to hold on to it, and you're going to make sure that nothing tarnishes this. Well, same thing with the Word of God. If we don't have the Word of God, we will be lost in this world. We're not going to know what's truth, what's right, what's bad, what's good. We need God's Word, right? We need the Holy Spirit too, and Jesus has given us the Holy Spirit. And now with the Holy Spirit and the Word, it's like we're invincible, right? The armor of God. We get to pick up, you know, our sword. In Ephesians 6, it says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Right? So this is our life. If we want to experience God's blessings, we have to do our lives God's way. You know, going back again to my testimony, I shared how I hit a deep point in my life where I had to make the decision that I wanted to surrender my life to Jesus, which meant that I would have to do everything that His Word says. That before I make any decision, I ask the Lord. And that's what it means, guys, to give our lives to Jesus. It means that we are willing to do what He says. Because the reality is, we can't testify of His goodness until we actually give our lives to Him, until we actually follow Him with everything, not just a portion of it. Many times we can easily like negotiate with God and say, God, you can take this, but not this part. Like, God needs everything. If you want God to move in your life, if you want to see the double blessing, you need to fully surrender to the Lord. I've been so adamant too that this year, God, I want to be as obedient as I can. Right? Like, when you tell me to do something, I want to do it. And of course, you know, God gives grace for those moments when maybe we don't meet this what God's, you know, request or standard. But like, let's make the standard to walk in obedience. Proverbs 3:1 says, my son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart. I've been reading John 15, and even in John 15, Jesus says, abide in me and let my words abide in you. So what does that look like to keep His commands in our heart? It means to meditate on His word. To look at Jesus, to posture our heart. It doesn't mean that we have to sit in a room to keep our eyes on Jesus, but as we're going to work, as we're working, driving, going to school, like, let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, right? Like, the eyes of our heart to look at Him and to remember what He's done, to meditate on His truth. I'm going to read a bit more now in Proverbs 4. I'm going to read Proverbs 4, 20 to 23. It says, my son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. So in verse 20, it starts off with saying, my son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. We have to understand that if we want to hear God, we have to position ourselves to hear Him. We have to actually open up our ears, open up our attention to acknowledge God. And we need to pay attention to Him, you know? And when I was reading the scripture, I was just praying like, Jesus, help me to pay attention to what you say. Help me to turn my ear to your words, right? Like, also, as you're reading scripture, get the habit of praying that over yourself. But, you know, it starts with paying attention to God. You know, what are we paying our attention to? Let's start paying attention to where God is moving, what God is saying, what God is doing. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. Again, going back to the heart. It is so important, guys. And the reason why God talks a lot about your heart is because, going back again to Proverbs 4:23, for everything you do flows from your heart, right? Like, everything we do, it stems from the heart. When people struggle with lust, it's because they've dealt with it first in their heart. They have the desire for something evil. And so to purge that, we need to purge our hearts. It goes back to our heart, and we need to let God's word live in our heart, because when God's word lives in our heart and it reigns, nothing else can take over. So we need to guard our heart. We need to make sure that before our eyes are meditating on His word, we're looking at Jesus, we're remembering what He did for us, guys. Like, let's never like make the cross so old or so common. Like, Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I thank you, Jesus, that if you didn't do that, I would have had to be apart from you and go, you know, apart from you in hell. For they are life to those who find them. Right? So God's word brings life and health. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. So like I said before, to guard means to be vigilant, to actually be mindful. Like, what am I allowing my eyes to see? You know, I really want to warn you guys, if there's anything that you're watching on social media or movies that is evil. Like, we don't want to be watching that. That shouldn't be entertainment for us, right? Because whatever we look at, we will gravitate towards. And so we need to make sure that we're mindful of who we're following, who we're looking at. You know, my husband recently was telling me about just a comic that he just stopped reading because a character that was in it that was, you know, tolerating lust and, you know, all these bad things. And to you, you know, it might sound like so extreme, but it really isn't, right? The word says, guard your heart. And it looks like something, guys. It looks like something. I feel like many times we excuse ourselves and says like, I know it's bad, but I'm not going to do it. But scripture says to guard, right? To guard. Like, if you know someone is evil, you're not going to go near them. You're going to guard yourself. You're going to watch. So we have to guard our hearts so that we can be set apart. You know, scripture says to prepare our hearts, right? To be a spotless bride for him. In 2 Peter 3:14, it says, so then, dear friends, since you're looking forward to this, right? Eternity, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. So we have our duty. Of course, you know, if Jesus didn't die on the cross, we wouldn't be able to have right relationship with God. But now that Jesus has died for us and he has paved a way for us to be one with him and the Father, we have to do our part to guard our hearts, to abide in Jesus, right? That's why in John 15, Jesus emphasized that apart from me, you can do nothing. Abide in me and I in you. So going back again to Proverbs 4, I'm going to read 24 to 27. It says, keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths of your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. So this passage right here helps us to understand what it means to guard our heart, to let our eyes look straight ahead. Let us not look to the right or left to evil things. Like, don't give your attention to things that are bad. We have self-control. We can choose to run away, right? In fact, it says flee from temptation. That's what the word says. So why is it that we're gravitating towards temptation? We need to flee from it. You know, if you're in a relationship and you obviously are called to steward purity, don't put yourself in a place where you're going to fall into temptation with that other person, right? We need to flee from temptation. We need to fix our gaze on Jesus. Give careful thought to the paths of our feet. I love the New King James Version. It says, ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established, right? To ponder means to weigh out, you know, like before you do something, what is the consequence of this action? Like, let us be steadfast in our ways and actually consider what we're about to do. Because when we're steadfast, we can be sure that we don't walk towards evil. And I'm going to go back again to the promise that God has. This is the year of double blessing. But we need to be vigilant. We need to be wise. We need to walk, right, alert. The scripture even says, be sober and alert, for the devil prowls around like a roaring lion. We need to be vigilant and alert. I want to read to you in Ephesians 6, where it talks about putting on the armor of God so that we can stand against the enemy. Because when we talk about guarding our heart, we also have to have the armor of God so that we're equipped to guard our heart. So in Ephesians 6, I'm going to read verses 13 to 18. It says, therefore, put on the full armor of God. By the way, put on everything, not just a part of it, not just faith, not just the word of God. Like, we got to put every part of the armor on so that when the day of evil comes, which means the day of evil will come, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with a belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. So that's really important. I feel like many times we forget the prayer aspect. But praying in the Spirit is also a part of our armor. Right? Pray in the Spirit because the Holy Spirit knows what you need to be interceding for. But let's go back. So the belt of truth. We need to have truth around us. The Word of God. We need to be ready with our feet. Right? Rooted in the gospel of peace. Knowing what Jesus did for us. Taking the shield of faith. That when doubt comes, we put up faith. We say, no, but this is what God says. We don't tolerate those thoughts. We don't tolerate doubt, but we say, God, this is what your word says. That's using the shield. Take the helmet of salvation to know that you're saved. Many of you guys maybe are like struggling. I don't know if I'm saved. Like, you are saved, right? Jesus died for you. And now it's your opportunity to get your, you know, even if you need to get your life right now, obviously you have to get your life right because we know sin leads to death. But we have to start walking with saying, I thank you, God, for the helmet of salvation, that I'm protected, I'm under your blood. And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Right, going back again to what I mentioned. So these are tools for you guys to understand, right? Number one, get in the word. Get in the word. Meditate on the word. Be vigilant to it. And the second thing is put up the armor, right? Put up the armor of God, making sure that as you go through life, you don't give in to the works of the enemy. And I want to encourage you all as well to ask the Lord, pray for discernment. You know, I really do believe that we, you know, I pray that our generation would just be more discerning, that we would have discernment and wisdom. I want to share in Philippians 1, 9 to 10, it says, Paul says this, "This is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ." So how do we become discerning? According to this passage, that our love may abound more in our knowledge of God. As we grow in knowing Him and His love for us, our love for Him is going to grow. And as we love the Lord, we will grow in discernment. Right? Discernment grows as our love for Him grows. And so I pray that you would continue to be rooted and established in love, like what Paul says again in Scripture. Right? Because we can only experience the fullness of God when we're rooted in His love. So I want to pray for you all. God, I thank you, Lord, for those who are listening, God. Lord, I believe, God, that nothing is coincidence with you, Lord, so that for every single person that's listening, God, I know, Lord, that you have great plans for them, God, that you have a good future for them. So, God, I just cut off any lie that they're believing right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you would give them your mind, that they would give themselves to the Word and Holy Spirit, that you would speak your truth into their hearts and lives, that they would start walking with complete victory and freedom, that your love would just be bursting out of their hearts, God, that you would give them wisdom as they fear you and know you, Lord, as they grow in understanding and give their time to you. I feel like a lot of you guys haven't given your time to the Lord, but this is the time. This is the time to make our goal to be spending time with Jesus and reading His word, knowing Him. So I thank you, God, for every single listener here, Lord. I just pray, God, that you would bless them. God, if there's anything that they need to get right in their lives, God, that they would do so as well, Lord, that they would be swift to do it, God, that they would not take the path of evil because they know, according to your word, that that is not life. The path of evil will not lead us to life, but it will lead us to death. So draw them, Holy Spirit, back to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So I pray that you have been blessed by this. Guys, if you haven't, please don't forget to share this. You never know who might be impacted. And please also prayerfully consider giving towards Living Revelations. You know, we are working hard on wanting to grow and expand our reach, you know, with the gospel. We are also working on our study guide, and we definitely need all the provision needed. You know, it takes more than myself to continue to share this gospel, to teach and equip. You know, I want to focus on the things that God is calling me to focus on. And so your giving is a tremendous blessing for us. So you can give at livingrevelations.com/donations. So God bless you all, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast and are blessed. Check out our blogs at livingrevelations.com and follow Living Revelations on Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast to others if you've been blessed. See you all in the next podcast.